Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Cattle producers, you want to be a part of Squared Away, the 63rd annual convention of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, coming up the 23rd, 24th, and 25th of July at the Reed Center in Midwest City. Squared Away will feature keynote speakers Cameron Brewitt of JBS USA, Christina Butts of NCBA, and President-elect of NCBA, Craig Uden. Come on out and check out the trade show as well and network with cattle producers from around the state. For more information, contact the OCA at 405-235-3608.
Did you know your checkoff is sharing the benefits of beef with millennials through social media? Did you know your beef checkoff helped get 6 extra lean cuts certified as heart healthy by the American Heart Association? Did you know your checkoff is helping us set new U.S. beef export records? While you manage your operation, your beef checkoff is working hard to keep beef top of mind with consumers here and around the world. Get to know your checkoff and start sharing the facts at mybeefcheckoff.com. Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, we're going to start with a visit about our livestock futures. And, well, it looks kind of like a similar pattern that we've seen for a while. Our cattle futures lower, but the hogs are improving. They're higher yesterday.
That is exactly right. As we saw yesterday, our hog market find some very good upside. The first 4 contract months actually saw triple-digit gains, with October up to $3 limit. Now, the price decline in the cattle complex continued yesterday as live cattle made new lows for the current move to the downside, and the feeders made new lows for the week. Now, the cold storage report came out yesterday afternoon. It showed that the beef stocks are 30.4% higher than they were a year ago, and pork stocks are 17.6% higher than a year ago. Now, they both were a little bit lower than the previous month. Choice box beef yesterday was down 40 cents. Select box is down $1.66 on a total movement of 188 loads. Cattle slaughtered yesterday, 104,000 head. The cash feeder index was down 48 cents. And Friday is the cattle on feed report, plus the semi-annual cattle inventory report. August live cattle yesterday were 65 cents lower on the close. August feeders were down 70 cents, and October lean hogs up the $3 limit.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at our grain futures here today, and grains continuing to struggle also, mostly lower yesterday.
Yes, yesterday we saw, Dave, the wheat, corn, and soybeans close negative. The KC wheat closed negative for the 12th straight session. The wheat and the corn made new lows for the current move to the downside. And we have seen the September crude oil yesterday make a new contract low. This morning, the grains are higher, being led by the soybean futures. And the dollar today is having its lowest trade of the past 6 sessions, maybe giving some support to the grains. On the close yesterday, I should say, at the moment now, September KC wheat is up 6.25. December corn's up a penny. November beans are trading 3.5 higher. December cotton's down 2 cents. September crude oil is 22 cents higher. We're looking at September dollar index down 60 cents. And September Dow Jones futures 21 points lower.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here this morning. We're going to visit with you again tomorrow and look forward to that, as we always do. And that's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.